Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rodgers lets it fly. Catch, turn, touchdown, Freiermuth.
Yeah, I mean, we lost a couple where we had legitimate chances to win. But it's a crazy league. I saw the scores, and Carolina beat Green Bay today at Lambeau, I believe. And Chicago had a comeback win after giving up 42 points. Minnesota beat Detroit, I believe, too. Anything can happen. That's what the league wants. There's a great parity to it. You got to deal with adversity. This was a really important win for us, though, to not lose three in a row, to not go to 1-3 at home, and to kind of get that big elephant that was starting to try and jump on the backs of the defense, which is made up of media and, you know, outside conversation about them. So we're all human, and I think those guys felt, you know, pretty upset, had a little red ass about what's been going on. So I'm proud of them, the way they came back and responded.
Good. The Steelers' defense should be embarrassed by the way it had played the last 2 weeks. Really, the last 16 games going back to last season, the playoff game against Baltimore. Cincinnati lost, the Green Bay lost. The defense was cheeks. That's what the kids say. It was ass. So they deserved all the criticism coming their way after Tomlin and company beated their chest prior to the start of the season. But you know what? Yesterday, they played as well as you can play against what has been a historically good offense to this point in the season. The question is, has the Steelers defense turned the corner? At 412-928-9370, have you seen enough to think the Steelers have righted the ship? Vegas doesn't believe that they have. The Ravens are minus 120 to win the division. The Steelers are plus 150. I think the Steelers just showed yesterday, and they beat New England earlier in the year, a 7-2 football team, they can beat anybody. The Steelers have also showed if you can lose to that version of the Cincinnati Bengals, you can lose to anybody too. So I'm not fully jumping into the pool saying that this team has turned the corner. Now, you go out there and you win on the road as a 3.5-point underdog against Los Angeles, and you come back home and you take care of business against Cincinnati, and all of a sudden you're sitting there at 7-3, then yeah, I think you can make an argument, depending on how it looks, that you have turned a corner. But one game does not make a trend. This is what we expected from the Steelers defense, or should have expected from this highly paid defense all season long. And it's showing up too far, few and far between. String some of these performances together, and then I'll start to believe it's the rule, not the exception. Have the Steelers turned a corner? 412-928-9370. Has the defense righted the ship? 412-928-9370. I'm not taking anything away from what they did defensively yesterday. It was an outstanding performance. I just need to see more. Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Texter writes in, you can't be plus 5 in turnovers and only win by 7. I think they're still getting by on smoke and mirrors. I actually put that on the offense. I don't think it was Tomlin being conservative late in the game or anything like that. In fact, they threw the ball to Roman Wilson and his stupid ass was flying through the air and fumbled the football. I can't put that on Tomlin. I can't put that on Rodgers. I put that on one guy making a bad decision, and he's been much better of late. That can't happen. I don't put that on the coaching staff. I'm not all that concerned that they won by 7, despite winning the turnover margin as considerably as they did. Because the offense this season actually has been consistent. This was more of a one-off for them. I think if you play this game 10 times and you get 6 turnovers 10 times, more often than not, Rodgers and company are going to put up 40. They deserve a free pass for how clunky it looked at times, because they've been mostly good all season long. A win is a win. Against that team, you take it. I can't be one of these people who says, oh, geez, you haven't beat anybody. Then you beat the best team in football, and I say, well, you didn't beat them enough. I don't think that's fair. Have they turned a corner? Well, I'm not quite there yet. Matt in North Carolina wants to chime in. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just remember calling last time and saying this exact thing, that the Colts would win. Everybody laughed. But now we're going down this road again where, you know, they could easily lose once again the next 2 games, next maybe 3 games. And then we're in the same spot we've been in the last 10 years with this team. So, yeah, I'm not holding my breath.
Matt, that was a big swing game for them, but only if they build on it. Like this Los right. Angeles game, they've historically gone out there and played well. You know it's going to be like 75, 80, 85% Steelers fans. Joe Alt's not going to play. They weren't able to block in their pass sets without Joe Alt earlier in the year, where Justin Herbert was on pace to get hit more than any quarterback in the National Football League. You got to go out there and replicate the performance. And then you got to take care of business against Cincinnati. I feel like because of the way they played yesterday, you look at these next 2 games, they're almost must wins before you go on the road to Chicago, take on Buffalo, and then take on the Ravens on the road.
Yep. Thanks.
Thank you. 412-928-9370. If the Steelers do that, they win the next couple of games, then yeah, I'll say they've turned the corner. Now, this is the exception, not the rule. Still happy they won the game. Very happy. Slept like a baby last night. String these performances together because you are capable of it. Tyler in Canonsburg, good morning.
Good morning. 2 things I saw that I really did like for the trend is, I think you talked about Ramsey being a free safety.
Yes.
And it also looked like TJ was moving around a little bit more, not just lining up with the left side the whole time. I also like Mount Washington getting involved heavily. You know, it looked like Rodgers was really trying to get him involved.
You know what I liked with that, Tyler, is you had Jonnu Smith miss a catch that would have started the Steelers off on a great foot, right?
Yep.
And then Rodgers kept coming back to Jonnu Smith later in the game. You had 2 yep. drops by Darnell Washington, one on a 4th down, which he needs to catch, fall into the end zone and score. But at the very least, you convert that one. And yet Rodgers kept coming back to his guys. That's leadership right there. That's good football. And I thought Darnell Washington got better and better as the game wore on. And he needs to catch the ball because when he's out there, they're a much better offense.
Absolutely. And those more of those targets, he starts catching those, that's going to be dangerous weapons in the red zone.
To your point about the defense, I mean, I thought they played simple. They played 2 high safeties like 50% of the time, something that they really don't do all that often. They also played 3 outside linebackers in that 4-3 alignment a whole bunch. Jack Sawyer got involved in the action. Alex Highsmith, who has been the subject of much scorn on this and other radio shows, he had his best game of the season. That was wonderful to see. The question is, did they use these kind of alignments because it was necessity's the mother of invention, or is this the way they're going to play it moving forward? I would hope that they take some of this success and try to replicate it next week against Los Angeles.
Let's hope. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And if they do, I'll start to buy in. If they don't, and they give up a 30 burger again, well, we're right back where we started. Yes, Harry?
Just a quick note, observation.
Yeah.
You said you slept like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
But babies don't really sleep at night, I've heard. Sometimes they get up and they make the parents tired. So where does that saying come from?
When babies want to sleep, they sleep like rocks.
Okay.
It's up to them.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Like Doran's baby. I was over there on Saturday. You weren't invited. And that baby was very calm and sleeping pretty much the whole time. 412-928-9370. Gavin, calling from Sarver. Hi, Gavin.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
So the one thing that I actually really did like seeing is that three pass rush with Herbig, Highsmith, and Watt at the same time. I really enjoyed seeing that. I don't know why they haven't been doing that for a while now, knowing that they had three elite pass rushers like that. But for some reason, I like the fact that they did that. Because I think Herbig is better than Highsmith, but Highsmith did show something with the extra pass rush yesterday on yesterday's defense. It was actually very impressive in my eyes to see that.
Yeah, and as much as we've crushed Tomlin these last couple of weeks and for years, frankly, about not adjusting, they came out with a totally different look against Indianapolis than they've played pretty much all season long. So Tomlin gets full marks, but you got to build off it. It can't be, oh, hey, 2 weeks from now, oh, man, why'd they get crushed by the Chargers? Oh, boy, they won against Cincinnati, but they had to win 35-32. No, I don't want to see that. I want to see big step yesterday, take another big step this weekend and the following weekend. This is what these guys are being paid to do. This should be what the Steelers' defense looks like more often than not. And that's why today I'm sitting here, I'm happy. Of course I am. I'm thrilled. I'm shooting rainbows out of my backside. They won a game I didn't think they'd have a prayer of winning, and they did it in a way that I didn't see coming. They deserve full marks for that. But when you're paying the defense this much money, when Mike Tomlin is your head coach, when you got all this talent that you've assembled, you need to be doing this almost every week. And if you're not, you should be criticized for it. I said leading into the game, if they were average across the board defensively, they'd be underachieving. They're one of the worst defenses in the league, statistically. They're underachieving more than any unit in football until yesterday. Do it again. And then do it against Cincinnati. And then I'll start to believe it. Angela in Beachview, the queen of the fan morning show. Your boy, your guy, Peyton Wilson, that sexy son of a gun.
My man number 41. Oh, yeah. Yep, he had a good game. The D-line was awesome. Finally did their job.
I agree with
O-line.
That.
O-line, not so much. Six turnovers, but if you have six turnovers, it shouldn't have been a one-score game. I'm still unconvinced as you. I'm happy, but I'm unconvinced because, well, other things, but Mike Tomlin doesn't know how to curb stomp people. He doesn't know how to keep his foot on the gas, that soft zone prevent, and even on offense, you know, tossing balls behind the sticks. You know, that's what makes me hesitate. I'm happy. Let's build on it, but I'm not convinced yet.
Thank you, Angela. I'm not all that upset about it turning into a one-score game. I'm really not. I never felt like the Colts had a shot, and I don't blame Roman Wilson fumbling the football on Mike Tomlin. Now, the end of the Vikings game shouldn't have been like that. Like the Patriots game, I feel like you should have won by more than you won. This game, I put it more on Roman Wilson making a dumb play than anything else. I'm just happy because that team is as good as it is that they won the football game. I'm not going to kill them for only winning by a score. 412-928-9370. Question of the day. Have the Steelers turned the corner? Has the defense, more specifically, turned the corner? We'll take your calls, 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The 05 team was in the house yesterday. Aaron Rodgers said something that had me thinking about the 05.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Team.
Did we really? Yeah. Well, we started off pretty slow. I mean, it was pretty ugly on offense for a decent part of the day. Had a lot of chances. But our defense played incredible, you know, after getting blasted for the last week. Really proud of them. Thought the energy was great. Thought there was a good message last night by Jalen, and I think the guys responded well.
Aaron Rodgers really critical of the way he and his offense performed yesterday, despite the fact that they did put up 24 points off of turnovers. Said when you get that many turnovers, you probably should be putting up 35 or 42. And I don't necessarily disagree, but I don't think the offense was quite as bad as he indicated. But I think that's leadership. You hold guys accountable. You hold yourself accountable. You hold your offensive line, your pass catchers accountable. And I think the Steelers offensively, going back since Ben retired, they haven't had leaders offensively. So you got Rodgers, he's your leader. And then at the end there, he mentions Jalen Ramsey. He kept trying to shoehorn that in into his post-game press conference. Mike Tomlin was asked about it as well in his post-game media availability. The 0-5 team, and this team is not that team. That team won the Super Bowl. They were one of the best defenses in the NFL, and they were better than their record indicated when they were sitting there at 7-5. I mean, they were coming off the 15-1 season. But the one thing that they had in spades was leadership. Joey Porter knew how to fire his group up. You had Ben, even though he was a second-year player. Maybe he hadn't grabbed the haunches of the leadership role, but you had Alan Faneca. You had Hines Ward. You had Jerome Bettis. You had all kinds of leaders on that team. And what have we seen the last 8 seasons from the Steelers? I think it's 8 seasons. They've had a 3-game or more losing streak. If you're going to snap losing streaks before they get way out of hand, you got to have that leadership. And I think Rodgers provides that on the offensive side, and I think that Ramsey has continued to provide that on the defensive side. That's the intangible. I mean, the tangible was that Jalen Ramsey played safety for the vast majority of this game and played very well. He was taking dudes' heads off back there. But the intangible is the leadership. And Rodgers said he didn't notice a difference in the Steelers' practice this week from a defensive standpoint, that there wasn't an attitude shift or anything like that. But he said the locker room prior to the game and after Ramsey stood up there and spoke to the team on Saturday night, he thought that there was a different mindset going into this game. And if Rodgers thinks enough of it to bring it up, well, then I better bring it up too. 412-928-9370. The offense was not without its faults. Drop passes. I mean, the Jonnu Smith play, I thought the second that ball hit the ground on the first play of scrimmage, I think it was the first play, I thought they're going to lose this game. You got to make these plays. You got to score a bunch of points to keep up with the Colts. When they didn't get the fourth down early, I thought, oh my God, they're not going to keep up with the Colts. It was the right decision by Tomlin. As we said all week long, go for it on fourth downs, be aggressive. Good decision. Right place to go with the football. Darnell Washington needs to catch that ball. So I think Rodgers was harder on the offense than he needed to be because they did score the 24 points off of turnovers, but they weren't perfect. Not by a lar- not by a long shot. 412-928-9370. Have the Steelers turn the corner defensively? Scott in Murrysville wants to chat. Hi, Scott.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm great today, man.
No, it's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
First and foremost, it is impressive what happened yesterday. Again, six turnovers. I can't remember how many we had against the Patriots, but it was something
five.
Like that, too.
Yeah.
And first of Mount Washington, I don't think is physically in shape to do the role we're asking him to do. However, he's got that couple of those catches he made were unbelievable for a man his size.
I know.
I love the fact that we are doing that. I just think it's a shock to him and his body, to say the least, to have a man that size doing what he's doing. It's just amazing.
You got to keep feeding him, though. He's only going to get better
absolutely.
The more opportunities he's getting, and he's such a valuable aspect of their running game. And I thought that he responded well after a couple of drops early. I thought Rodgers showed faith in him, and then he made some plays later.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he's just learning how to play receiver. You can't tell me this guy's ever practiced being receiver the size he is. You know what I mean?
And he's every bit of three bills too, Scott.
You know it. I love it when they put on the TV 300+.
I know, I've never seen that before. It's like, this guy's huge. But we don't know huge, so we're just going to guess.
Yes. I forget what they had him listed as. They had a, like, whatever, 6'7", 286. And they changed it literally in the middle of the game to 6'7", 300+.
That's right.
And I just I was cracking up about it.
Thank
last
you, Scott.
Thing, last point.
Yeah.
The defense, thank God. Like, this just makes me more upset about the last couple games. But thank God, you know. Have a great day, brother.
I feel the same way, Scott. That's why I say they haven't turned the corner. You do it against the Chargers, you do it against the Bengals in the revenge game, then I'll start to buy in. Craig in the car wants to talk a little Steelers football on a victory Monday. Hi, Craig.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very good, buddy. Steelers victory Monday.
So, first of all, I got to tell you how much I love the show.
Thank you.
You're a good crewby boy. I'm happy to hear that, and Doran's a great pit boy. Thank you so much for entertaining us every morning.
No, thank you, Craig. That's very nice of you. You got something on the Steelers?
So, yeah, you know, in line with leadership in that 2005 team, you know, I'm really glad to see that Jalen Ramsey's stepping up to be a leader by all indications. You know, and I don't want to criticize. You can't criticize Cam Hayward. But the last several years of all these defensive breakdowns, he's been the leader. And his leadership just hasn't worked. So, not that he can't be a leader. I'm sure he can. But if someone else is stepping up with him, there's potential for something to take shape. So, let's keep our fingers crossed. Like you said, if the next 2 weeks go well, then maybe the rest of the season will go well.
And you know what, Craig? I think that's a really good point you make. And thank you so much for the call at 412-928-9370. We've talked ad nauseum about Mike Tomlin's voice probably getting stale. And you can see the juxtaposition with what's going on with the Penguins. I know they lost this weekend. They're playing largely really good hockey. Mike Sullivan, great coach. The Rangers have started to turn it around. He won two championships. You take nothing away. I take nothing away from Mike Tomlin. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. But eventually the voice does get stale. The messaging, the standard is the standard. All the Tomlinisms. Hayward's heard him a million times. Watt's heard him a million times. The two biggest leaders, it seems, on this team are two guys that came from the outside. And they can freshen things up a little bit. I don't think that can be lost. And I hope that that was a big enough kick in the rear end from Ramsey in particular on Saturday night at the team hotel that they can bottle that. They played a simple brand of defense yesterday. But they were flying around. They were playing angry. They were playing with confidence. I thought that motivation was a key to their win over the Vikings. They clearly wanted that game more for Dan Rooney, for Art Rooney II, for what that game meant to the family. And I think it was evident. I think the same thing happened yesterday. I think rarely you can boil it down to something like this in sports. And it's probably more complicated than what I'm about to say right now because of some of the schematic changes that the Steelers made defensively. But sometimes you need to come out there and want it more than the other guys. And Cam Hayward made it pretty clear that that was not the case against the Packers. I thought the Steelers looked like the more pissed off football team yesterday, and I mean that in the best way possible. 412-928-9370. Phone lines popping. Caboli is going to be joining us at 8, but we'll be taking your calls all morning long. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give the game balls away. Did anybody offensively get a game ball? We'll tell you. First, though, the injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. We'll see if Jabril Peppers is able to come back in that Chargers game. They got hit with the flu bug on the back end. They played their corner at safety in Jalen Ramsey, and he was very good. And Kyle Duggar comes in and plays all but one defensive snap. So you need to get more bodies back on the back end. No question about that. They did get a guy hurt in the game. Isaac Seumalo, second consecutive game now that he's left with a pec, and you wonder if they're going to have to put him on the shelf to get that right. But I think that had a lot to do with them not running the ball as successfully as they would have liked to in the second half. Coming up next, we hand out our game balls. That was the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We were talking about Aaron Rodgers' leadership in the last segment, and a texter writes in, can we talk about that Rodgers run trying to get into the end zone? He wanted it but didn't commit, almost got himself killed. I think we were all like, oh, bleep. Agree with that. I was going, no, 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 yes, oh. And you could hear it from the Akershire crowd, too. Same thing. No, 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 yes, oh. Jaden Daniels got hurt last night. Arms aren't supposed to bend the way his did. It was his non-throwing arm, but yikes. Joe Burrow hurt. There have been quarterbacks banged up all around the NFL. Mac Jones still playing games with the 49ers. Lamar Jackson missed a bunch of time. You knock on wood, you grab your lucky rabbit's foot, but of all the quarterback injuries that have happened, your 41-year-old's been able to withstand the bludgeoning week in and week out. You hope that can continue. It's time for some game balls, Harry. Harry, would you like to nominate a game ball? Your player of the game for the Steelers?
Sure. Let's give it to Calvin Austin III. Did very well this game.
What the hell? You're going to give it to Calvin Austin III?
He led in receiving yards. He had 5 receptions. Mm-hmm. He got the offense going.
I mean, he did play well.
Do you want... Well, I guess that's just the offense. I guess I could give it to a defensive player, I just realized.
I got 5 game balls to hand out, and they're all going to defensive guys.
Okay, well, we'll give TJ Watt one, too, because yes, he actually showed up. He did it.
He must have listened to your rap on Friday, Harry.
Yeah, I made fun of him more than any. I called him out singularly with the defense.
And he deserved to be called out. 4 sacks in his last 11 games. He turned the game on its head. The Colts were moving the ball. The Colts were getting whatever they wanted to offensively. They were going for it on fourth downs. His strip sack, fumble, and recovery changed the game. You don't believe me? That's what Tomlin said. You don't believe me? That's what Rodgers said. So he gets game ball number one.
Can I guess your second one?
Sure.
Peyton Wilson did very well.
We'll get to Peyton Wilson.
Interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Led the team in tackles for the game. Very good.
He gets a game ball. We'll get to him in a moment. The other one has to go to Alex Highsmith because he, like Watt, has been getting a ton of criticism. And I have said things like, Nick Herbig needs to play more because Nick Herbig's the better player. I still agree with that. But Alex Highsmith finally lived up to his contract. 2 sacks, stopped the run. That's what it's supposed to look like at the outside linebacker position. And all those guys played. Herbig played. Jack Sawyer had the interception. The linebacking core overall played really well. I'll give one to Kyle Duggar, who came in. His first practice was on Thursday. He had to play 77 of 78 snaps. My man got a practice and a walkthrough, played 77 out of 78 snaps, had 4 tackles, didn't really notice him, and that's the best possible compliment you can give to him. Here's what Kyle Duggar had to say after the game.
I think it had everything to do with my coaches, the coaches in the team, and my teammates, you know, kind of making things kind of the terminology as far as like what I used to play and just kind of matching it up and marrying it up for me and just kind of simplifying it in meetings and then communicating on the field and practice. Every rep counted, you know, and just putting in a ton of work and talking to them every play and things like that made it simple for me.
I can't say enough good things about Kyle Duggar. I'm guessing that's not how they wanted to go about their business, but with Jabril Peppers on the shelf, with Deshaun Elliott hurt, you go out, you get Duggar. You probably think you'll spoon-feed him the defense a little bit. Nah, he played 77 of 78 snaps. I'll give Jalen Ramsey a game ball. Jalen Ramsey played safety 83% of the time, and he had 5 tackles, all 5 of which were solo. You need your safety to be that last line of defense. Guys were rallying to the ball, but he had to make 5 solo tackles and did, not to mention he gave the rousing speech on Saturday night at the team hotel. Here's what Aaron Rodgers had to say about Jalen.
Yeah, for sure. And I think he played with an edge, too. That's the only little peek into the conversation last night was that he wanted us to play with that edge on defense and didn't feel like we were doing that enough. And they played with an edge today, for sure. So, you know, I'm really thankful that Jalen's here and that he felt comfortable speaking up and then the guys responded the right way.
I think you need that new blood. Jalen Ramsey, he was supposed to be, oh, I don't know, do you agree? Is this a guy that's going to mix with everybody that they got on defense? Because he's sort of worn out his welcome in a couple of different places. That's what they said about Aaron Rodgers, too. I think both guys have shaken it up in a good way. And then finally, and he might deserve game ball number one, to Harry's point, Peyton Wilson. He played the game of his life. This was the best he's looked in 2 years as a Steeler. 14 tackles, 10 solo tackles, 2 passes defensed, and an interception. When Peyton Wilson this offseason said he's one of the best coverage linebackers in the world, this is what he envisioned for himself, and I'm thinking this is what the Steelers envisioned for him too. This was a massive step forward in a game that was going to highlight him. How are you going to take away Tyler Warren if Jalen Ramsey has to play deep safety, which he did? Well, Peyton Wilson needs to be involved in that. Tyler Warren, 5 catches for 26 yards, 5.2 yards per catch. Peyton Wilson had something to do with that. You got to stop the run. Jonathan Taylor, best running back in football this year. He averaged 3.2 yards per carry. Peyton Wilson had a ton to do with that. More of this, please. Mike Tomlin says, yeah, second-year player is what you're supposed to do.
You know, it's a reasonable expectation, a second-year player who played a lot last year. Made some plays last year. It's a natural progression when you got a good relationship with the game. You work the way that he works and you have the talent that he has. I don't think anybody is surprised by the impact and the general trajectory of his game.
I'm surprised because he hasn't been this good. It's the best he's ever played. You need more of it. And I thought Patrick Quinn was pretty good too. You look across the board who had a bad day defensively. Now you could point to Joey Porter Jr.'s 2 pass interference calls, but he also had a pick. He's never had the best hands. He had a pick. He had four passes defensed. He had a sack. If Jalen Ramsey is going to play more free safety, and I hope that he does as we move forward in this thing, then Joey Porter Jr. is going to need to be the number one corner, and he's going to need to play as well as they've all hoped that we've all hoped. And we hadn't got that from Joey week in and week out. Huge step in front of the 05 team, and yeah, by the way, his dad. I thought that added to the emotional aspect of this thing, too. They didn't want to go out there and get embarrassed in front of the 05 defense. Maybe fly them out to Los Angeles next week. Maybe bring the 08 bunch in before the Steelers play the Bengals and just rotate through Super Bowl championship winning teams the rest of the season. Seemed to unlock something for these guys. Coming up next, breaking news, Harry. We've got an NFL trade. The deadline is tomorrow. This trade, I think, actually affects the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll tell you about it when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We got breaking news. NFL trade deadline is tomorrow. And the Philadelphia Eagles and Howie Roseman, they're up to their old tricks again. This, according to Adam Schefter, Miami is trading edge rusher Jalen Phillips to the Philadelphia Eagles in exchange for a 2026 third-round pick. The third trade the Eagles have made in the past 2 weeks. They added Phillips, they added Jaire Alexander, and cornerback Michael Carter. So two new corners and now an edge. I'm not so much interested in the Philadelphia side of things here, although they're the champs and they're going to get better and they've been pretty darn good already this season. Miami's open for business, folks. Miami fired Chris Greer, although they said it was a mutual parting of the ways. I think it went something like this. Hey, Chris, you're fired. And he said, okay, I accept your terms, and that's what happened. But I think they are big time open for business, big time sellers. And what's that got to do with the Steelers potentially? Well, Jalen Waddle might be available. If he is, I think you check in because I think he's that impactful. I think he's that good. And I know that Arthur Smith doesn't usually like to have the ball thrown to wide receivers. But is that a chicken or an egg thing? Is that the Steelers' wide receivers aren't all that productive because they just have so many tight ends and their wide receiver two's not that good? Or is this the way that they want to be designed? I would hope it's the former, not the latter. Yesterday, 66 receiving yards by wide receivers. DK Metcalf had his worst game as a Steeler. 2 catches for 6 yards and a gruesome-looking drop. DK can't do it all on his own. And whether that means Jacoby Myers, whether that means a Jalen Waddle, whether that means Marquez Valdez-Scantling just gets picked up, put on the practice squad, and then works his way up, I think they need to upgrade that wide receiver core. And I said last week, if you lose to the Colts and your defense sucks, then this team doesn't deserve any kind of addition on the offensive side. But now at 5-3, showing what you're capable of, beating the best team in football coming in, you got to get DK Metcalf, you got to get Aaron Rodgers some help. And maybe Miami's a place to look because they are having a fire sale. Give us a ring on the Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We got people texting in saying they're not all that impressed with the Steelers' defensive performance yesterday because Daniel Jones stinks. We can't do that. Don't do that. Don't do the revisionist history thing. This offense was averaging more points per possession than any team in modern football history. They're the league's leading rusher. They're the best tight end in the league. They got a great wide receiver core. Their offensive line is really good. I'm a guy who likes to criticize when I think that there's criticism that is warranted. The Steelers' defense was awesome yesterday. It was a Mike Tomlin masterclass. Don't tell me now Daniel Jones sucks. They're going to wind up paying that guy $50 million at the end of the year. Bet that. Don't tell me he sucks just because the Steelers went out there and played good defense. Now I'd like to see the Steelers do it again against Herbert before I buy in. I like the Steelers shut down Flacco again, or not again, but for the first time maybe ever, before I buy in. But don't sit here and text in and say, oh, Daniel Jones sucks. He sucked yesterday. Why? I think the Steelers' defense had something to do with it. But that was the best offense in the league with a coach who is routinely giving it to Mike Tomlin. You're allowed to be happy for once, Steelers fans. Doesn't mean you have to be satisfied. Doesn't mean you have to buy in on the defense having turned the corner. But don't do the thing, oh, Daniel Jones sucks. Now, he's been great this year, as has that offense, and they totally shut them down. 412-928-9370. You got the trade deadline coming up tomorrow. What do you want to see the Steelers do? I think yesterday was a perfect example of why they need another wide receiver. You know, 55 out of your 66 receiving yards from a wide receiver went to one guy? That's not good enough. And DK Metcalf's going to start getting frustrated, and for good reason. We'll get into that coming up next. Mark Caboli going to join us for the final 2 hours of the show. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 54, low of 39, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, sunny and 55.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.